Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hey, it's Brad Russell. I'm the president and founder of the Washington West Film Festival.
And we love talking with you. You've become a good friend and colleague over the years, and it's going to be back October 13th through the 17th. Great lineup, but before we get in the actual lineup, let's start with like big picture stuff. What year are we in now? And I also, we were talking a little before you got on here, but there's been a little bit of a pandemic change of locations recently too.
Yeah, man, it's good to talk to you, Jason, like always. Yeah, we're year 11. And wow. We're in Fairfax County. Reston's been our home and still is for all these years. But the Reston Theater is being upgraded, new kitchen, new bar, new seats. So most of our screenings are in Tyson's Corner this year, which we're excited about. We've got a big outdoor screening in Reston. We were told recently they're expecting maybe north of 1,000 people for that, which sounds exciting to us. And we've got a new student screening at Light Ridge High School in Loudoun County, but we're primarily, most of our 50 or so films will be in Tyson's Corner this year.
And what venues in Tyson's?
Well, the new Capital One Hall, that'll be our opening night location. We were there last year. It's just beautiful, stunning place. We open with the award-winning film Refuge, produced by Katie Couric. It's such a unifying story when you think of the worst of American division right now and how the most divided people can become unified. It's really that kind of story.
Oh, really? That's nice. And explain that a little bit more. Isn't it? Explain the characters. It's like a Muslim heart doctor and a former KKK member. And
yeah, there's just some, it's a story out of Georgia, some racism, some ethnic diversity that's really created division. There's some just systemic hate at the root of this story. And through a race reconciliation program, a man who's actually joining us finds healing. He really dealt with some of the background in his life of what drove some of his hate. Anyway, it's kind of a microcosm of what I would say ails a lot of our country today in terms of how divided we are and how the most divided people can really become unified by listening to each other. And it's such an inspiring film. We're gonna open Thursday night the 13th at Capital One Hall with Refuge. That's at 7 o'clock. Then we go to the rooftop, 13 stories up for our after party. It's really a great venue if you haven't visited Capital One yet. And then the rest of our Tyson screenings are at the new Showplace Icon. Really terrific theater. We did quite a bit of screenings there last year, and we're back there this year. We can't wait.
Awesome. That's going to be really cool. All right. Well, we covered opening night on Thursday the 13th pretty thoroughly. So let's move chronologically through the weekend if we can. And obviously we can't touch on everything on every day, but maybe a couple highlights. So then on day two on Friday, what are some of the, I guess we're going over to the Borough Tysons, but what are some of the things you want to highlight there?
Yep. Showplace Icon is in the Borough in Tysons Corner. We've got 37 short films. They're all screening. Most of the 37 are screening Friday night. And we've got a great, great short by Matthew Modine from Stranger Things called Cool For You. We've got a dark comedy, super funny comedy called Shark by Nash Edgerton, Joel Edgerton's brother.
Oh, cool. I didn't even know he was a filmmaker. Cool.
Yeah, he's got this series of dark comedies that are really, really great. We've got the newest one called Shark. We've got some Sundance winners, some Tribeca Film Festival winners. I'm just going to spotlight, I think the best program we have is another 7 o'clock screening. Friday night at 7 is our shorts program 3. Most of the filmmakers will be in attendance. I think it'll be a fantastic Q&A. Then we've got a bunch of local. We're doing a local spotlight this year. All the filmmakers will be there. Our George Mason University spotlight, short film spotlight, will be back this year. And then a brand new, we're super excited about the high school student program we've launched at Light Ridge High School in Loudoun County, 5-minute shorts from high school students. And then next year we're expanding to many, many high schools. So
nice.
All of that kicks off Friday Friday cool. the 14th at our fest.
All right, cool. That those shorts sound good. And then obviously it all culminates with the documentary Long Live My Happy Head on Friday night, which at least according to your website, is about a Scottish comic book artist with a brain tumor who uses his art to communicate his experience of cancer. They call it an uplifting love story. So that sounds cool. All right, well, moving on to Saturday, October 15th. What are some of the things you want to highlight there?
Well, we've never done this before in our festival, but on the weekend we're announcing a Zoom live interview event with Ty Burrell and Tony Hale.
Longtime friends of the festival.
Yeah, they are. They're both coming back in the future. Really, really great friends of the festival, and we are auctioning off to the three highest bidders 45 minutes with them. In a Zoom call, and we're going to be talking about this and getting into the details of it in our festival. We're going to really focus on the weekend. Our theme is in a world and a country and often a city that's so divided. We're all really craving unity. And so our festival's theme throughout the weekend is really bringing people together. So Saturday, we got a lot of different screenings from the 40th anniversary of E.T. Universal selected us as a E.T. location. I can't believe it was 40 years ago we were in the theater watching E.T.
One of the most immortal children's movies ever made.
Yeah, but we've got a big, what we're calling it, our Saturday evening showcase. A House Made of Splinters won pretty big at Sundance. It won the Best Directing Award. Saturday evening, we screen this documentary. It's powerful. And then the recipients of our box office, because as you know, we give 100% of our box office proceeds away every year to communities that really need help. We're giving this year to Project Hope, and they are in Ukraine, Poland and Ukraine, and they are already helping rebuild the healthcare infrastructure. So they're going to be with us for this very special documentary, A House Made of Splinters, Saturday evening. And I think it's going to be a moving Q&A. Filmmakers from the film will be with us.
Tell me what the film is about, because it ties into the Ukraine Project Hope stuff. I mean, House Made of Splinters is a documentary about it's kids in Eastern Ukraine, right?
It is. And, you know, it's a powerful look at one segment, one microcosm of what's happened this year, really through a halfway home for kids in Eastern Ukraine. And it's looking at the war. It's looking at the political divide, and really gives us here on this side of the world, not just an empathetic view into what's happening, but some opportunities for making a difference. Wow. And that's how we're going to end. We're going to end that screening Saturday night. And by the way, my programming team told me yesterday, there's a WTOP promo code for,
oh, really? For
our festival. Yeah, for any ticket, for anybody who listens here, 25% off. And I was like, you said 25 or five? They said 25% off. So it's
Dan. How did they work that? They worked that out with our sales team. That's news to me. We'll take it.
WTOP22. If that's used on our website, it's a discount for our friends, our WTOP listeners. So yeah, it's a full day on Saturday. Then we do a lot of recapping on Sunday. We have a pretty provocative film by Abigail Disney. It's her newest film, The American Dream and Other Fairy Tales. It spotlights her grandfather's and uncle's company, specifically at Disneyland, and really grapples with America's profound inequality crisis around pay inequality. And man, I just was fascinated with this film. And so a lot of films, a lot of opportunities to see various types of films, all spotlighted on our website, www.filmfest.com.
Awesome. Yeah, that the American Dream and Other Fairy Tales by Abigail Disney sounds fascinating. And then I think on Sunday, aren't you screening the Kaepernick movie, Kaepernick in America?
We are. And, you know, we really do lean away from politically driven stories. We've just always done that. And when I saw this film, I thought, oh, this is going to be a big political divide, but it actually is a fascinating look at part of the Kaepernick story that I did not know. And I don't know that too many people know the story of how he and a former Navy SEAL really were conversing at the beginning of Kaepernick's protest.
Yeah.
And so you get a, I think, a more rounded, well-rounded view of what led him to protesting during the national anthem that I came out of this film really appreciating more. So
was the Navy, was this, look. Tell me if I'm wrong, but was the Navy SEAL the one, it's been a few years, but when he first protested, remember, I think he just sat on the bench, and was the Navy right. SEAL the one that said, no, it's a better visual, A, optically, and B, it's more respectful if you take a knee, like a prayer after a game. And like, I don't know, I think there's nuance to this that most people on right or left get triggered, like, ah, yay, Kaepernick, or ah, I hate that guy. You know, this is a more nuanced cut through the middle, and shows that maybe there is a little trying to show a little respect here between these two guys.
Jason, that's exactly right. And I did not know that story until I saw this documentary. And yeah, so the Navy SEAL heard the news story that Kaepernick was sitting during the national anthem. And he asked to meet with them and said, hey, tell me your perspective on race in America. They had a really great conversation. Kaepernick asked him, do you think there's a better way for me, a more respectful way for me to do this? And the Navy SEAL said, how about if you kneel during the national anthem instead of sit? We propose to our spouse for marriage by kneeling. We kneel when we pray. It's a respectful side. And I did not know that story. And so it really gives an inside look on Kaepernick's motivation that I don't think got maybe an accurate telling in kind of mainstream news.
No, there you go. There you go. A reason to watch it. And instead of when you just see the title on the slate, people think they know the story, but you got to see. And that's exactly what sort of your mission is to find those bridges. Like it sounds like those two gentlemen did in that documentary.
Yeah. And just learn to listen to one another.
Right.
Listen to each other's stories. You know, our festival is all about story. Let's take the time, allow ourselves to become more empathetic by listening to the story of the other. Absolutely.
Well, hey, that's the perfect place to leave it. And yeah, we want to send our listeners over to www.filmfest.com for the whole slate, because there is some stuff Monday as well on the 17th, an HBO original documentary called The Slow Hustle about an unsolved death of a Baltimore police detective, Sean Suter. I think he was shot in 2017 in the line of duty, but that'll be over at Reston Community Center. But my point is there's all kinds of stuff we didn't even get to. But thank you so much for doing this. I guess just in closing, talk about, I guess, the philanthropy side. You mentioned it earlier, but how, you know, the proceeds go, you know, all to charity. And, you know, I think to me, that's what sets you all apart. So, yeah, talk about that, how that makes you unique.
Yeah, we invite our audience members to be storytellers, too, not just the people standing up front having directed the film. So when you buy a ticket to the Washington West Film Festival, those funds are used to do amazing things and to create stories of hope. So this year, we're giving 100% of our box office sales to Project Hope. They've been on the ground in Moldova, Poland, and Ukraine for 40, 45 years. And they are helping many, many kids, refugees, specifically in the rebuilding of healthcare systems that have been lost. And we're super proud to be partnered with them this year. And if you come to Washington West, you'll actually meet Project Hope and learn ways that you can be a part of making a difference from right here.
Awesome. It's great. Well, love the work you do. Love the films you pick. Just keep up the great work, my friend. It's always great catching up.
You too, Jason. Really appreciate your work, man. Keep at it.